All right. What do we got here? I don't think I've ever been to these ruins before. Outdated Starjack processing chips. Some old alternators for some ice girls. Some storage drives. Maybe there's some good data on these. I will grab them just to be safe. Not much else. Seems this old station has been picked over pretty good. Not a whole lot left worth taking back to the skyport. Wait a minute. What's beneath all this sand? Well. What is this? It's an old android? Now that's something. I think I'm just gonna make you my companion, whether you like it or not. Let's go. How are we doing today? You know, this is our 100th day here in my shop. Have you been counting? Because I have. I hope you don't go out in the town to celebrate without me. Oh, sweet Isaac Newton, I'm lonely. These Badlands are starting to get to me. Good news, though. I have all I need to finally start you up. I hope. I cannot wait. Like, you have no idea how lonely I've been. I bet you have no idea how big of a deal you are to me. Of course you don't. You haven't even been turned on yet. Yet, here I am, talking to a deactivated android when I could be booting you up for real. Alright. First of all, I need to hook up your power supply. Took me a while to find a fusion reactor that I could hook up to your system safely. Fusion tech is considered a bit out of date in robotics these days. Not your fault, though. Don't feel bad. Yeah, now we're cooking with gas. Now we can run some diagnostics. Everything seems to be working. Now we can begin step two, then? Try not to get my hopes up, friend. I finally got the part I needed to get your, you know, higher functions up and running. Gonna need those. Behold! The Rousseau drive, the key to starting up your higher intelligence. They really don't make these anymore. They were unique to your model line. A beating heart made out of gears and hydraulics. Super cool. It was carved out of metal from the core of a rogue planet by the light of a dying star, bathed in the pale blood of a fallen angel. That was the ad, anyway. A curiosity, perhaps? To anyone that doesn't have your model of android in their workshop, at least. Ooh la la. I got this from Johnny366. Yeah, that creepy old junk broker back at the bazaar. I spent 3 months becoming a regular at his shop. He loves a good game of jungle chess. I may have lost to him on purpose every day. Let him stomp me into the ground just so I could get into a position where he felt confident enough to make this fine wager. I bet him 200 water credits and a kiss on the cheek against this one little trinket. He thought he had it made. He underestimated me, as meant to. I beat him in 9 moves. You would have been so proud. And I was so happy to finally wipe that smug smile off his face. And I was happy to finally have this. I may have given him a kiss on the cheek anyway. I was walking on air. I didn't even feel the slime he excretes from his ears. Ugh. In retrospect, not my crowning moment. But now it's the moment of truth. Yes, it's working. Hey there, it's okay. You're safe here. Shh. Don't worry. I found you out in the Badlands at an old outpost. It took me a few weeks, months, who's counting, to get the parts you need to start up. Also, you're only maybe 80% finished. You still need a hydrogen governor and a silicon conversion unit and a left arm. Hey, stop searching for memories. You don't have any. I know it's got to be freaky waking up with no memories, but I simply couldn't recover your memory chip. It was gone when I found you. I would guess that the smugglers that used that outpost sold it off to an information broker. But I made you a blank one, so you can at least keep all your memories after this point. Yeah. You might still have some memories in your basic operating systems. You'll probably occasionally get a flash of deja vu. I'm sorry I can't help you with that. I'm sorry your identity, as it was, it's probably forever lost to you, to me. It will probably be maddening, but I don't want it to mess with your RAM. How long have you been deactivated? maybe 200 years ago, give or take. Oh, hon, don't cry. Wait, how can you cry? You shouldn't be able to do that. No, okay, we won't worry about that right now. Crying. Come here, and you can cry on me. Wow. No, cry. It's fine. It's just surprising, that's all. You may prove to be full of surprises. If it helps, I can tell you what I know about you. It's not much, but I could try to fill you in. Okay, well, you're a security model. Although you were more for a support role, you don't have as many weapons as a typical security android, and you were created by the House of Tomorrow in order to aid in community policing initiative. House of Tomorrow is, it's a collective of precognitive cyborg priestesses. They were organized by the Temple of Syrinx in order to predict the future, but they wound up using their powers to take over. Nobody would dare make a move against a faction that knew what they were going to do and could move to prevent it. They didn't trust carbon-based sentience, so they relied heavily on android security, especially in the early days. They created you to be empathic. Your purpose was to police the outer stars in order to build up trust in the community. The trouble was that you and your siblings had too much empathy. So when you were ordered to quell the war in the spring, a lot of them decided to switch sides. So the House of Tomorrow shut you all down, I guess. You were deactivated before that, though. You can't be one of the renegades because they were all destroyed in the war. And you can't be a loyalist because all the ones that remained in the hands of the House of Tomorrow got, well, disassembled. My guess is that when you were doing your job, you ran afoul of some spice smugglers, and so that's where I found you, in an old smuggler's warehouse. They must have taken you out and decided to flee in case you had called for backup before you were powered down. Well, the House of Tomorrow replaced your siblings with drones that were barely more intelligent than dogs. Kind of a shoot first, ask questions later, and all that. The new androids were mostly unfeeling brutes. I mean, so says the history. I wasn't there. No, shh. No one's gonna come after you. I removed anything that they could use to track you. And besides, they don't really have a reason to. I bet your tracking chip isn't even listened for anymore. And if anybody did come for you, well, I'd fight them. I'd keep you safe. Yeah, I promise. Here, I have something to show you. See this? This is the control chip. They used it to send a shutdown signal in case you went rogue. if this was plugged in and they sent out the signal, you would be indefinitely deactivated. I welded up the slot where it went to. So nobody will ever be able to force you to do anything against your will ever again. So you're free. Yeah. Promise. This is like, it's a new life for you. What's your new mission? You don't have one? Oh, no. Hey, listen. I believe it's a good thing. I know it's new. A lot is new. But you see, you're free to do what you want. I think if your creator tried to shut you down, put you away, deactivate, disassemble you, then, well, you don't owe anything to anyone. You only need a source of hydrogen, and once we get your silicon converter units, you'll be able to self-repair 72% of your essential systems with nothing but sand. And there's plenty of that. So the rest of what you need, you'll be able to find for next to nothing at any scrapyard. You're a free silicon soul. Why? Because I wanted to. Your only sin was being caught at what you were programmed to do. It's one of those things in history that's confusing. It boggles my mind still that humanity made a machine that was more capable of love than other humans. A machine that only wanted to help, and we wouldn't let it. You did not deserve to rust in an outpost. You deserve another chance at life. And if I do anything to be worthy of this life of mine, then it should be to give you that chance. Well, I'm a scrap trader, but I used to work on androids. No, I didn't exactly build them. My job was to hunt down deviant androids and deactivate them. No, don't run, please. I promise I don't want to deactivate you. I made it impossible for you to be deactivated without your consent, remember? Well, I couldn't. Well, I couldn't live with what I'd done, so I fled out here. What I did to those deviants was basically murder, and kind of can't forgive myself for it. That's why I fixed you. I wanted to bring light into the world for once instead of darkness. So would you accept my penance? I'd like for you to stay so I can fix the rest of you. But I wouldn't blame you if you left. But please, don't go. I promise I'll protect you. I'll help you find your place in this world. Well, I mean, it's not completely selfless. I'm so lonely. I'd really like someone to talk to and someone to make these Badlands feel a little less empty. Yes, you, a someone, not a something. Won't you stay with me for a while? Yeah? Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. I will endeavor to earn that trust. Can I hold you for a while? Is that weird? Well, you're beautiful. Promise I'll keep you safe. I promise I'll make your second chance count to the best of my ability. These are going to be the best days of your life. The best days. Better than anything you forgot. It's going to be okay. Shh, 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 shh. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for trusting.